The first level of creation is what we call Gizok in the Mi'kmaq language. When we say Gizok, it means that you have been created, and you are being created. It's important to understand that word, Gizok, is a verb, an action. Most of our indigenous languages are made up of action words, because in our view of the world, everything is alive and has a spirit. And our way is not to stand around and talk about our beliefs and lifestyles with words that symbolize inanimate things. Our elders showed us how to live by example, rather than just explaining it to us. Here, I only share the spoken aspect of the creation story in English. It would take a long time to give detailed examples and support a deeper understanding of our traditional Mi'kmaq lifestyles and beliefs. But try to understand that these teachings are about a way of living, an experience that relates directly to all life, both seen and unseen. And so, the giver of life is the first action. And it is the mystery of creation that exists all around us, unfolding in great cycles and which we regard with awe. You can see it in the flowers and leaves that come out in the spring, and how they flourish all summer with the sun and wind and rain, and how the waters lessen and the sun grows more powerful as the summer passes, and how plants lose vitality and fall to the ground, and in how they enrich the roots and soil, feed the earth with their nutrients and become something else. Life passing into another life. This great beauty, these unfolding cycles of life and death, all taken together as one, contain the mystery of existence and are a part of this wonder of creation all around us. In the Mi'kmaq spiritual context, we look to the sky to acknowledge the Creator, the great giver of life, who comes first and contains all things.